Blog Talk Radio.
You've heard by now via social networks, via Twitter, via Facebook, via Instagram, via something. You know what I'm saying? Because of Instagram, hey, that's my coke dealer. You know what I'm talking about? And I had to hit this girl the other day. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, a woman, you know my woman, very close to her. I said, hey, baby, if you sit on my Facebook, I can lick your Twitter. That's what I'm talking about, man. It's going down, man. Just having fun. Man, today is Thursday, December 19th. Man. And I have on the line a very, very special guest, a lady who I've been knowing for a couple years now. You know, you grind in this comedy game, you know what I'm saying? You get out there and, you know, you meet people and, you know, y'all just do what you do, you know what I'm saying? You get out, you know, and you hustle. And then, you know, there comes a time where you meet some people that you just vibe with, some people that, you know, they share that same, you know, hustle, that same grustle, that same, you know, grind hustle. And, I mean, myself and this young lady actually won the Shaq All-Star Comedy Competition together. We came into a tie on December 4th, but last night, the girl brought the heat. She stepped her game up, and she took the title from everybody. And I'm talking, there was some heavyweights in there, y'all, some legends, people such as Eric Blake, you know, cats like, you know, Rip Michaels and Willie Lynch Jr. These guys won the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition 2013 and 2012. So you're talking about some real heavy hitters, cats coming in from out of town, you know what I'm saying? Really getting up to do their thing, man, and putting on their Sunday best. But when it was all said and done and the smoke cleared, the one standing on top, without a doubt, was none other than Miss Arkansas. So what we want to do is we want to play a little jam. We're going to want to get it going, you know what I'm saying, real quick, you know what I'm saying, before we bring her on. Because we got to bring her on the way she did it. You know what I'm saying? This young lady got some soul and some power, man. And we're going to find out a little more about her in about 3 minutes, y'all. I'm going to play a cut, then we're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to welcome to the line winner of the Shaq All-Star Comedy Competition Search and Tour for the second time, Miss Arkansas.
Yeah.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
I pop, press the pussy, the shut, and I pop. Yeah. Stand up, squeezing my pistol, I'm sure that I got it. I see the pipe of big peppers and run by rounds. I'm 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nine. Hell, niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. Woo. You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk. After being hit by the pump, is that what you want? Be easy, nigga, I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga, that's what I'm about. Gangsta, you can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone.
Yeah. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'm down for the action, he's smart with his mouth to smack. You hold your strap, you might come back, so yeah. Clap. React to the gangsta, dollar to gangsta fact. Cause you get hit and homicide, to be asking what happened.
Oh, no. Look who's prepping with the foe. 20 inch rim sitting on low, bro. East side, west side, you can know.
Really wrong with my brain. Niggas don't rob me, they know I'm down and down with my chain. G-Unit,
yeah.
We get it poppin' in the hood, G-Unit,
yeah.
Motherfucker was good, I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. Had to sip it to my jack, I blow them off the map with the Mac, thinking it's all rap. See that ass get clapped, and Jop says it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
I ain't been in how to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead and act up, get smacked in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair, I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me.
Yeah.
When the street lights come on, niggas blasting nines. Get locked up, then read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is up and down, so I stay on their mind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie. This ain't mine. I bet you this is how the grandpa called me a nuisance.
And grandma always gotta throw her 2 cents.
I'm the dropout, I made more money than the teachers. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features.
I am what I am, you can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it.
Fuck
if I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top.
Yeah.
Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'ma make it hot. Dr. Dre, Aftermath,
yeah.
Shady.
To the future queen of comedy, Miss Arkansas. Yes, we want to welcome her to Have Some Life Radio. Miss Arkansas, how you feeling over there today, girl?
Woo, I don't know. It's a feeling I can't explain, for real.
Yeah,
I know it's a good one, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you riding high. I just want to, first of all, congratulate you on a very victorious night last night. That was just, I mean, it was amazing, man. I mean, you had it. You had the room buzzing, man. I mean, you really, really, you put your foot in it last night. I just want to congratulate you.
Well, you know, before I start off, I always have to give my shout out to God, you know. That's who did it. I give him all the glory. So a lot of people don't like you to say nothing about him, but hell with them.
I
know where my true help come from. But, yes. It really felt good last night, and like I told him, I would have cried, but I refused to mess my makeup up. That cost too
That's
much.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. But to keep it real, it was two winners last night. I put yourself back up there with me, you know, but only one was able to take home the prize.
Exactly, exactly. But you know, I'm gonna tell you how things go and how, you know, how I do things, man. The thing is, a lot of times people, you know, they look at these competitions and stuff. I mean, it's comedy. We all in here, we grinding, we gotta take care of each other. And that's why I even was like, I'm gonna put her on my radio show, because see, I wanna show something different. Most comedians wouldn't help or look out for somebody else. And like, I had one cat say, "Oh, nigga, you beat me, nigga, I ain't gonna never book you," you know, kinda joking, but he ain't never booked me before. But it's like, why would you say that or why would you feel like that? Like, it shouldn't be a competition, man. We all funny. We know what we got, man. So it's like, you know, it was your night, baby. It was your time to win the ring. When LeBron first went to the finals with Cleveland, he didn't get the ring. When LeBron went to finals with Miami the first year, he didn't get the ring. Now he got two of them. You see what I'm saying? So, again, it's your time, and you've been grinding. Speaking of you grinding, that's what I wanted to talk about, too, like where we first met. We met at the 2012 Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. Remember that?
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Tony Spires. I did that 5 years in a row, 2009 all the way up until 2013, 2012. I was one of the semifinalists. You know, but my mother used to always say, God's timing ain't your timing. So when I got that in me and realized what she was saying, I was okay with them saying I didn't win. That didn't make me not a winner. I just didn't win.
Right. Well, so, see, the way I look at it is like this here, like your mom said, God is the end all ends, man. When it all boils down, man, I'm going to tell you, you know what you got. You get up there and you slam every year. You know, you're putting it down. And, you know, at that particular time, it's just like going on an audition, you know, me being an actor and stuff. I've been on so many auditions and didn't get the part. But, hey, for the ones I did get, they was pretty damn good. You know what I'm saying? Landed in a major film, you know, CSI and stuff like that. So, again, you have to look at your glasses half full and not half empty, man. It's just like, you know, it's funny how things work. Like you say, you went out and put 5 years in a row into – the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition, got the semifinals, and then messed around and won the whole thing for the Shaq All-Star. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, so again, how you got to look at it is, and how I look at it, during those years that you were investing in yourself, investing in your comedy, investing in your time, investing in your outfits, because, girl, you be sharp. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Nah, that's the truth. Investing in you. You spent that time, and it would obviously, you know what I'm saying, it may not have been the day, but look at what's happening with you for the Shaq All-Star. Look at the fans you bring. You see what I'm saying? Even, and I'm going to tell you, it's crazy that, you know, even like the one that happened December 4th, the same thing for me. You know, I won J. Anthony Brown in 2010. I won the J. Anthony Brown So You Think You're Funny contest. I won that. I won the Comedy Central Laugh Riot, you know, a few years back. And it's like, you know, you look at it, you win some and you lose some. But here's the thing. I learned this from an old school player. I was getting on him one time, right, Ms. Arkansas? He's talking about, yeah, man, I'll be playing this lotto. I'm like, man, you be playing that lotto, man. You ain't going to never win that. He said some old smooth stuff to me. He said, you got to be in it to win it. I couldn't even say nothing. I had to shut up on that. You got to be in it to win it. So you don't, again, you wouldn't know what your capabilities are if you didn't throw your hat in the ring, if you didn't give yourself that opportunity. Because you know what's crazy, Ms. Arkansas? Look at it. Willie Lynch Jr. and Rip Michaels was the two Bay Area Black Comedy Competition champions.
Well, true.
You know?
But
I mean, really?
At the same time, it was some Arizona heat in the house. So it really pretty much depend on those judges. That's why I thank God for the crowd participation, and I like what Michael Blackston, that's his name?
Yeah, Michael Blackston.
I like what he said last night. He said, don't give it up for your friend, your neighbor, or your cousin or whoever. Give it up for who you feel the
funniest. Yeah.
Right. And then they had to, even if they wasn't going to laugh for us or clap for us or whatever. Within your heart, you know what's right. You got to do what's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a big shout-out to everybody that came out and helped me held it down on last night. And they said they coming back on the 18th and they bringing more people. So, you know, hey, they want to help me make this happen.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And, you know, I'll definitely be there to support. And we'll do another interview, too. We'll follow you all the way through this thing, you know what I'm saying, putting these podcasts out. Because, you know, what I try to do is I try to help my people, you know what I'm saying, like us, you know what I'm saying, kind of underground comics, underground comedians, underground entertainers, you know what I'm saying. I'll interview a cat that ain't getting no radio play. You know, hey, Trey, man, let me get an interview. Man, of course, man, get over here and share your stuff, you know, because I got a lot of listeners. So what it is, it's about working, building, dreaming, creating. So, you know, I always got your back, baby. We're going to make this thing happen, man, for real. And
vice
see what
versa,
I'm talking about.
I love you like a brother.
Yeah.
Shout out to your wife and your babies, you know. Hey, we family now, you know.
My baby, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate it. appreciate that. But yeah, man, like love. What I'm talking about doing, what I'm talking about doing too, Miss Arkansas, and I'm gonna put this out there. We strong enough to where, you know, I know you feel the, like it's people in this game in Hollywood that act like we can't make it without them. Don't you hate that?
Man, let me tell you,
you know
something.
What I'm saying? You know?
I feel exactly where you coming from. That's why I make things happen on my own.
That's
people
right.
say, who your manager? You know, I like keep referring back to God, you know, because he been my manager these 20-some years I've been in the game. And he don't want for 10%. Everybody else talking about 15, 20, and all of that. And everything
right.
belongs to him anyway. So why sell out?
Well, see, here's what I'm talking about doing. I'm going to play a song because you got some callers that want to chop it up with you. I'm going to play a couple of songs, and we're going to come back and see what the people on the line want to say and congratulate you and the kind of advice they want to give us. And, you know, these are probably some supporters. So I'm going to check for them
up.
A second. But what I want to say is, straight up, what I've come to realize and learn is when the right team is ready to come around you, everything will happen. What I'm talking about is, hell, we won the Shaq All-Star Comedy Competition. Why not? We get all the winners that won, you know what I'm saying, talk to each other, and let's get on the horn and let's line some shit up on our own instead of depending on these quote-unquote people that call themselves the powers that be, and you can't make it without them. They don't want to put you on their little sketches and stuff like that. And, you know, it's kind of to a point, you know, we got to just take it by our own, you know, girth and get out here and make it on our own. It ain't hard for us to get on the call. Hey, what's up? How you doing? You want to book Miss Arkansas and Trey Love? You know what I'm saying? Look, I can cut you a deal. You know, we could do this, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? And really push this thing. You know what I mean? Like, there's money out there to be made. There's money out there to be made. And I'm going to tell you something. We got to guerrilla market this thing. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing I already do. That's why it's hard for me to put up with some of this, you know, quote-unquote Hollywood gang. Because, see, Trey Love gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? For everybody that don't know me, that's fine. There's a whole bunch of motherfuckers over here that do know me, and they give me money. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, before you go to break right quick, I want them to know I am already all right. God have blessed me with 4 grown kids and 11 beautiful grandbabies. So if don't nothing else happen for me, that is more than enough.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to play this song. It's perfectly fits the moment, y'all. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. We live with the winner of the Shaq All-Star Comedy Competition, Miss Arkansas. Song goes out to you, girl.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make the shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and only eating salad. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your rights. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they think, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you
better. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, rockers on the RBO. Then this the pop out, I'm the realest deal. That best legal team, so the deals is ill. That smack OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibing.
tell a friend. Playboy,
how do you?
Hey,
everything's
love.
Adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
You know you are. Yeah. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy of Comedy, Mr. Straight Love, is in, man. We're celebrating today, y'all. We celebrating. We're celebrating comedian extraordinaire, Miss Arkansas, doing her thing last night in the Shack of our comedy competition. I'm going to just tell you right now, Miss Arkansas, the lines blew up. That song was dedicated to you. So proud of you, sister. You keep banging them in the head like that. Girl,
man, I love that song. That's my first time hearing it. I love it.
Oh, for real? That's your first time hearing that cut?
Yes, I love it.
Oh, man. Well, it's dedicated to you, sweetheart, for doing what you've done,
man. Thank you, brother.
You know, talk about the grind, too, man. I mean, like, when I talk to people that you know, see, we appreciate things, Miss Arkansas, because the struggle is so real. I just want to, like, you know, I tell a story. I think damn near every show I do, but it's a real story. I even do it in my motivational speeches. Like, when you say you did the bass 5 years in a row, I sent my tape to Comic View 5 years in a row and didn't get it till I sent it that 6th year. I always tell that to the kids, like, no matter what happens, you got to dust yourself off. You got to believe in you, because ain't nobody else
right.
believe in you but you. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do now is we're going to open the lines, man, because I'm going to tell you, you got actually a couple of people, you know what I'm saying, lines met up. A couple of people want to talk to you. You have a gentleman by the name of Lamar and a young lady by the name of DJ Momo. Now, which one would you like to speak to first?
Whichever one you put on first.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to go ladies first, and we're going to let DJ Momo come in and holler at you, and then from there, we're going to let Mr. Lamar say his piece as well.
That's what's up.
So how you
what
doing, DJ Momo? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. What it do, baby? What's going
thank
on?
Thank you. What it do? I just want to give a special shout-out and recognition to my big sis, comedian Miss Arkansas. I couldn't make it there last night, but I was there the other night when she put it down, and I'm already knowing everywhere she goes, she put it down.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, sister.
She do her thing. So, DJ Momo. So you're a fan and a follower of Miss Arkansas, I presume?
I'm a fan. I'm a little sis. I'm a friend. I'm whatever you want to call me. I'm the truth person keeping her corner.
You know, that's the thing that I really see what Miss Arkansas, the charm that she has. Her people and her following, Miss Arkansas, your people, loyal. And see, where I'm coming from is, see, this is where I'm coming from. I refuse to allow the powers that be to put us in a corner and have us wait on our opportunity and time. It's time for us to start putting DVDs out there. It's time for us to start putting tours out there. Because look at how people love you. Imagine if you was able to touch 1 million people. How many of them million
right.
people would love you the same way? You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying
they love me everywhere
out.
I go. It's
everywhere
like, wow.
They love you. So imagine like you doing a show. I'm talking big stuff, man. I'm gonna put this show out there. You could do a show for the president. What, you think Michelle
right.
Obama ain't going to love you? Come here, Miss Arkansas. You ain't need to open the doors up. Hey, I'm trying to go in there and start juggling. I'm going to do all kind of tricks when I get to the White House. You know what I'm saying? I got to
right.
be thinking. You feel me? So that's where I'm coming from, man. I'm
going to tell jokes and do Michelle hair. I have my license to do hair. I just rather tell jokes.
Yeah. Real quick, you know, because I do want to get Lamar real quick. Tell us about a little bit about your past, because we want to know something about you. Like, what got you into comedy? You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes Miss Arkansas tick? What made you Miss Arkansas?
Well, first of all, may my father rest in peace. He inspired me. He was a comedian back in Red Fox days, but he was too busy making babies. It was 10 of us, 6 girls, 4 boys, so he didn't have time to chase his dream like that.
Wow.
You know, so, and I always been known as the class entertainer. I won't say class clown. And everywhere I go, if the party dead, Miss Arkansas can live it up. You know, it's
wow.
just a gift I've been given.
Wow. Wow.
So.
Well, you know, wow. I love the.
Wait a minute.
What, keep going. 20
some years ago, shout out to my girl, Simply Cookie. She was here in Moreno Valley at a place called Cheers. She gave me, I was doing comedy before I met her, but I wasn't out there like that. And she gave me my first 5 minutes on stage. And when I saw how the crowd responded, I never stopped. So big shout out to her for them 5 minutes she gave me years ago.
That's where it all starts. That's where it all starts, them 5 minutes. Well, Ms. Arkansas, I'm going to let this gentleman named Lamar get on the line and say what he has to say to you. But I'm going to tell you like this. We got to take advantage of this heat. We got to go ahead and put some comedy sketches together. You know, we got to take it bigger than just that stage opportunity. We got to start putting some stuff out there that's going to immortalize us. Speaking of which,
let's
I have a short film. You know what I'm saying? I have a short film that I'm going to be starring with. Actually, I'm the star in. It's called Cyber Mac. It's going to be at Riley Studios January 11th, 2014. That's starting off. That's like the day pilot season starts off. So, man, God is good. I have a film coming out at Riley Studios, y'all. And for those of you who know, roll through Hollywood or Google Riley Studios, man. This ain't no chopped liver, man. It's really like some stuff. And, I mean, the way the director's talking, I may get an award for my piece, man, because I really got out as Cyber Pimp. I mean, not to brag, but for those of you who have been around my career in life, you know that I've played like 10 pimps. I was a pimp on CSI. I was a pimp in this film, Big Fat Hip Hop Family, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know why they keep casting me as a pimp. But, hey,
you
I guess.
You just kind of look like one.
You know what I'm saying?
A younger version.
I stay cast as a pimp. I swear to God, this is Arkansas. We're going to open the lines to this brother, man. He's been very patient, man, and he's just excited. He's like, man, I got to talk to her. So, Lamar, you are on the line on Handsome Life Radio. Welcome to the podcast, bro.
Thank you, sir. How you doing, Miss Arkansas?
Oh, I'm just excited and you know, just waiting on that check to be cleared, you know?
as you should. No, I just want to give a shout-out to you. You did your thing last night, and congratulations, beautiful.
Thank
much love.
You so much.
And I also want to give a shout-out to Trey Love. You did your thing, too, sir. And, you know,
that's
all
right.
I can say is keep grinding to the paint, both of you, and many blessings to both of you.
Thank you.
So much appreciated, Lamar. Much appreciated. And as you can tell, I mean, Lamar is a I'm going to tell you, I put it out there. I don't like to use the word fan. It's something about the word
right.
fan. Right. To me, it seems like a fan is someone you don't know. You know what
I
mean?
They're my people.
I consider, I say supporters. You know what I'm saying? These are my supporters. Because everybody that, let me tell you something, and I want to put this out to you, Lamar, because you supported myself. You supported. I also want to put Lisa out there. I want to put Presidential Smoke out there, all the Masons out there, Andre Pittman, Kalua, all the people that came to support me, man. See, this is what I know, the what we're living in the days and times. People don't understand, and you, Miss Arkansas, as well, to your people, the people that actually take the time out their life. I'm going to put this out there. Y'all need to hear this. The people that take the time out of their life, put gas, and SIBO as well. I ain't forgetting nobody. People that put gas in their car and come all the way out, park, and y'all know how L.A. is. The whole city is crazy. To park, to find somewhere to park, to come into the club, to pay for them two drinks, to patronize that business, I will not call y'all my fans. Y'all are
That's
my
right.
supporters. Because when you put that gas in your car and you pay for them two drinks, even though we're not getting the money, you understand what I'm saying? That
right.
keeps that business alive. But at the same time, the fact that you came on my name, on my dime, y'all don't understand what it means to me and my heart and how much I love all y'all. You know, Lamar, SIBO, you know, all y'all, man. Like, explain, like, just, I know everybody going to listen to it anyway, but Presidential Smoke, man, just the whole Samantha Cha, you know, Lakeisha Harris, you know what I'm saying, Lottie B, man, to all the people that just, you know, just have just grabbed me, man. And also I want to give a shout-out to Enz Mitchell, the owner of the Comedy Club, man. I'm going to be starting
That's
my
right.
own night. February 6th, and as well, Miss Arkansas, we doing your birthday party. Everybody make sure y'all there. Miss Arkansas's birthday party, February 20th, is confirmed. Thursday, February 20th, her whole guest list is in free. It's her birthday party, so y'all need to come through. She going to get on stage. I'm working on getting some more comedians. I'm going to get a bomb-ass headliner to come through, man, and we're going to wear it out February 20th for your birthday. You know what I'm saying? That's my gift to you, sister, you know, for your birthday.
That's what's up.
You know?
But
so
yeah,
Lamar,
you know, we'll run out of time if I send a shout-out to all my people, but they know who they are, and I just want to say I am very humble, grateful, and thankful, you know, and just keep on supporting me, and let's make this happen, because without you all, I can't do it by myself.
You ain't never lied.
Can I say one more thing, family?
Absolutely. That's why I left your mic open. Go ahead, Lamar.
I definitely want to say thank you both for the gift of laughter, because it really truly is a blessing. This is just coming from me. You know, to me, laughter is a form of healing, and we all need that sometime. You know, it was a stress relief, and I thank you both for your services and for your gift of laughter. And that's it. You know, like I said, a big shout out, and, you know, I'm always rooting for both of you. And once again, more power to you and many blessings all the time, you know.
Thank you so much.
For sure, brother. You make sure that, you know, your support is greatly needed, wanted, appreciated, and we're going to do our best every time. I mean, I know you noticed, Lamar.
At least give y'all what y'all paid for.
You know what I'm saying? And you notice I did a whole different set, if you was paying attention, from the one I did the weeks before, because the people that I know that's coming to see me regular, I don't want y'all to see me the same way twice. You know what I'm saying? But I want y'all to laugh just as hard. So that's how much dedication I'm putting in to make sure I deliver to y'all.
And you know
right.
what? Before he go, I gave a lot of the same ones, but I threw a few new ones in there. Because, like, it's always somebody in the crowd ain't never heard you.
Right.
And then I had to really go and mess them up with that I'm Going Down remix. Yeah, but I just love it. And when you got the love for it, you know everything else is irrelevant.
Yes,
most definitely.
When the passion is in you. So we going what I want to do at this point, Miss Arkansas, is I want to talk about two things. Number one, I want you to tell the listeners where you're going, what's next for Miss Arkansas. We know we got you January 18th, but after that, what's next for Miss Arkansas? I know because, you know, we cool that you got, you know, some TV stuff popping tonight. Anything else to be on the lookout for, you know what I'm saying, while we, you know, saying what's up to Miss Arkansas. You know, let them know what's coming.
Well, tonight I will be in West Hollywood on Time Warner, channel 36 at 8:30. So if you got Time Warner instead of DirecTV, check that out. On the 17th of January, I will be at the J-Spot out in L.A. I did something with my boy, comedian Anthony Anderson, but they still editing that. And once they're done, that's going to be on the station called Oxygen. I also flew out to New York. There's a new TV show coming out called Search that's going to start showing in January. And I'm just doing me and waiting on the 18th to return and go take that jewel for my crown, you know. And whatever happened after that or before that, I really can't say, because you don't know what tomorrow holds. You really don't know what today holds, let alone tomorrow. But I can wish for many things. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to act like I'm in a comedy rehab. I'm going to take one day at a time.
Well, that's what's up right there. This is what I want you to do. I want you to just go ahead, take the mic, and for every name that you could think of, I mean, because people enjoy, when they hear this, they would love to hear their names, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you support your supporters, by making sure you show them love. So the names you could think of real quick, if you got a little list, you know, of some people, just shout them out real quick. Oh, Brother Moore, Deshaun Capazes, I'm just doing it myself. Go ahead.
All righty, here we go. I might can't pronounce your name, but if it sounds close to it, that's you. And we're going to do it like this. Francina King, Tony Bean, Yvette Calderon, Shirley Jones, Bradley Walker, Lester Jones, Valerie Bradley, Ramon Williams, Bobby Chalk, Eric Thomas, L.C. Smith, Toya, Charles Brooks, Nicole Sumlin, Sunset and Gumbo, Taryn, T-A-R-I-N. I sure don't want to leave her out. Galley, so however, they know I come from Arkansas. I can't pronounce these names. But my girl Momo and her husband, you know, oh, Lord, it's so many. Baby sister, MC. I just have a whole, you know, if I go on the red carpet, I never get to name everybody, you know, but just know that you are not forgotten and that you are loved and well appreciated. And if I forgot your name, please don't call me going off. I just can't remember right now.
Right.
And my boy Eric McAllister. Big shout out to him. You know, and one more time, a shout out to you, Trey. You know, I thank you for your love and support.
Well, that's what it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to the top. I'm going to throw some names out there real quick, then I'm going to take it to a song. And then we're going to go on and let you go, because I know you got to get to them TV shows tonight and all that kind of big stuff. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see she flying to New York big time, man. I got the perfect song to take us out, man, to shine for Ms. Arkansas. I want to hear Christy, LJ, Margot, Milan, Lottie, what's the Lakeisha, Drew, Shay, all the Eastern Stars over there with Khalif Ali, Shrine Temple, Beverly, Sonya. Let me see here. I'm going through these names. Clyde, Denise, Jennifer, you know what I'm saying, Dave, you know what I mean? It just shouting everybody out, man. I appreciate y'all, man. We're going to go on and take the show
hold
out.
Up.
But see, this song right here. Go
look,
ahead.
I said, hold up.
I said, go ahead.
Shout out to my kids, my grandkids. Shout out to my guy that's helping me hold it down. He's very supportive. And a big shout out to Gooch over there at the Comedy Union, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been in this competition. He entered me because he saw something in me at the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition.
Mm-hmm.
So a big shout out to him.
Wow. Boy, I'm telling you. You know what? Before I play this song, man, Tina Graham, shout out to Tina Graham, the godmother.
Oh, yeah, don't leave her out either. Big shout out to Miss Tina Graham also.
She told me something. Like, when my head is twisted about this comedy game, I'm actually blessed to be able to call that woman, you know what I'm saying, and, like, just vibe with her and talk to her about my frustrations and my understandings, you know what I'm saying? Tina used to always tell me, she'd say, Trey, just because you don't win a contest, doesn't mean you win. She said, you win anyway. I say, how's that, Tina? She said, you got the showcase. People got to see you. Just because you didn't win didn't mean people didn't like you.
Right.
Like, damn. And she was like, you don't know. You might not have won, but the person who is an agent or who is a manager or who's setting up a tour might have saw you and liked you. So,
come on.
Like, we really got to get, and I'm telling you, to all the comics out there, I'm trying to drop this game on y'all. It's all love out here, man. We can't, you know what I'm saying? Let's not be acting like rappers. Y'all be looking and what's up, nigga, what's up? Man, let's not do that, man. When we see each other,
and learn to put it down. Yep, and learn to put it down everywhere you go. If it ain't but two people in that place, give them the same show you would give 2,000, because you never know who they going to tell about you.
Right.
And come looking like you already a star. Stop coming in there with your T-shirts and sweats and stuff on, ladies. Dress up.
There you go. You know what, Miss Arkansas? We were standing there right there last night as the last two. I was suited and booted, and you was live Friday.
Man, we was cleaner than the board of hell.
We sharp. Check out this pictures on Facebook, y'all. Me and Miss Arkansas was sharp last night, boy. And see, that played into what you're saying. See, it plays into what you're saying to people. What are you saying to
right.
people when you come with your T-shirt, your jeans on, with some stuff, sneakers? You're saying to people, I don't care. But if you have a
right.
suit that's fresh out the cleaners, you know what I'm saying, got a nice designer suit on, you know what I'm saying, like you had them sparkly heels on, you know, you have something to stand out, you make sure you're groomed properly. See, like I said, we going to the White House, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
You feel me? We trying to
right.
like, you know, we trying to go, hey, what they say, you know what? Well, say hi to me. Yeah, we've been trying to have a seat. We're going to be over here with a good food at. You know what I'm saying? So, again, it's what are you saying? You're saying to the world, I deserve the best. I'm giving you the best. I'm giving you my best as an entertainer. I'm making sure I'm properly groomed. I'm presenting something to you. So what I want to do from you is receive the same thing I'm putting to you and from you, you know? So, again,
that's
let's
right.
do that energy, man. Let's show love, man, and let's continue just to love. Anything else you got to say before I get out of here? Because I'm going to take you out of here.
I want to say, people, stop telling us to don't forget where we came from. Because going back to the good book, God said forget those things which are behind thee. So stop telling us to don't forget where we came from.
Yeah. Oh, she's talking. What is that it, girl? Because I don't think it's
something. That's just what was on my heart. That, you know, so I had to get that on out there.
The past is the past. Let me say this, and then I'm going to play this song dedicated to this Arkansas, man. We're about to take this home. The past is already forgotten. It never even happened. The present, what you're holding right now, is the most precious gift you got. That's why it's called the present, and the future is unknown. So live in your moment. And to the past, straight up, like she said, burn that past for a reason. Boy, I got so many ex-friends out here, it don't make no sense. Because, again, I want you to live the best possible life you can, and sometimes that may have to be without me. And it may be for you, me without you, and that's not a problem. We can live in the same space in the same time, but we don't have to communicate with each other. We don't have to have a conversation. I can leave you where you at, and you can think of me what you must. Boy, we doing it over here. Y'all catch us on the next one, man. I don't even know what the next one's going to be. Shout out to Miss Arkansas. Congratulations. We're going to take it home like this, dedicated to Miss Arkansas. One love, y'all.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah, pull out a dub, it's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Brought in.